is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is answering both Democratic and Republican calls for release of the Jeffrey Epstein files with an order to the Attorney General to ask a judge to release a portion of grand jury testimony in the late convicted sex offender's trial. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It certainly does seem to me that when you say pertinent testimony, that has a different meaning than saying all testimony. And the word pertinent does allow for a good deal of discretion here.
The president is denying a related claim. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Now, a Wall Street Journal report alleges he wrote Epstein a birthday note in 2003, included in a collection of letters with a hand-drawn sketch appearing to be the outline of a naked woman and a message that said, "Happy birthday. May every day be another wonderful secret." Trump, who has slammed those calling for the Epstein files to be released.
I call it the Epstein hoax.
Responded to the report Thursday, calling it a fake story, and said, "These are not my words, not the way I talk."
Republicans in the House have gifted the president billions of dollars worth of cuts in foreign aid and funding to public broadcasting. House Speaker Mike Johnson, after a midnight vote.
The first of what we believe will be multiple rescissions packages. That's our plan. I'm delighted to send that over to the president's desk for signature, and he'll sign that quickly. We clawed back $9 billion in taxpayer funds and wasteful spending.
The White House says Mr. Trump's been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. That's a condition common in people over the age of 70. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
They report that they've ruled out the more serious causes, at least the most common ones. There are some rare causes that they didn't talk about, but for now they're saying that the president is in very good health.
After more than 30 years, the most watched late night talk show in the nation is fading to black. Stephen Colbert made the announcement last night.
The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
CBS says the decision is purely financial. A 61-year-old man on Long Island is in critical condition after he walked into an exam room during an MRI and got pulled into the machine by his large chain necklace. The MRI director at nearby North Shore Health, Charles Winterfelt.
It would act like a torpedo trying to get into the middle of the center of the magnet.
Officials say the man did not have permission to enter that exam room. Dow futures up 13, S&P futures ahead one. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Home sales in Racine County jumped 15% in June year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County saw a slight dip. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says buyers everywhere continue to see a competitive market and low inventory. It was announced this week that SC Johnson is set to relocate around 170 jobs from Chicago to Mount Pleasant. Those employees will transition into the company's recently acquired facility on Willow Road. The company says the relocation aims to unite business units. About 100 employees will remain in Chicago. An international organization with deep ties to Racine wants a new state license plate. A plate honoring Rotary International is under consideration by the Wisconsin DMV. The service group founded by Racine native Paul P. Harris says they would direct proceeds from the license plate towards global initiatives in peace, health, and education. A new Wintrust Community Bank will soon become the first private development in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. That's the 107-acre transformation of the former Chrysler plant site along 52nd and 60th Streets. The branch operated by State Bank of the Lakes will feature a nonprofit conference room and programs for financial education. The $1 billion project plans to bring offices, homes, green space, and innovation hubs to the once vacant area of Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
To come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation, with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that, but I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships, and I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a six-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 57.
This was a great chart in USA Today. They asked people, what do you spend your most time on the cell phone? And people answered, you can answer multiple things. But the number one answer, 26% of the time, texting is the number one use of the phone. Number two, posting to social media. Number three, taking pictures. Pictures. Number four, watching videos. And number five was making calls. The phone is now fifth in the use of a phone. It's not a phone anymore. It's a texting machine we happen to make calls on. And we don't want to make calls because number six is blocking spam calls. People aren't honest, the survey takers. So I relabel. I think 3% of the time on your phone is actually spent searching for a plug to recharge your phone. 5% of the time is trying to remember passwords. I'm constantly asking my wife, like, honey, what was the cat's name? And by the way, don't use your cat as your password, don't. Somebody hacked our system, we had to rename our cat. Our cat's name is now CK97\Anderson. And the number one use of the phone, I believe, is correcting autocorrects. Perfect example, okay? My wife sent this to me on my birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dead husband. Happy birthday to you. And my wife's very funny. I texted her back. I said, I assume you meant dear. And she said, did I? Did I?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Just the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me?
little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. Oh, 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 oh.
DC 5 in Clark 5 over and over. It's 810 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Look for sunshine today. High 73. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Woman in France got hit by a tiny meteorite. She was having coffee with a friend. She's okay. It was really, really tiny. But still, got hit by a meteorite. WRJN proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show Info Station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home July 22nd through the 27th. There'll be all kinds of events like cruises, swap meets, and the big car show on Saturday, the 26th at Kennedy Park. More details coming soon on the air and online at WRJN.com. WRJN's coverage is sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair Diagnose Fix Done, the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Can't wait for that. AMC. You know what I remember most about AMC? Remember the car, the Pacer? We had a guy who worked at my first station, had an AMC Pacer. I thought it was a great car. People made fun of him. I liked it. It was kind of like a little bubble. But, I mean, the Pacer was a successful car. People had them. I don't know if they have them anymore. I haven't seen one on the road for decades. But I'm sure we'll see them at the AMC Homecoming. 811 WRJN local news. Timeless hits WRJN with Flo and Eddie. These are the Turtles. It's You Baby at WRJN.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling when the weary day is through? The candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Nobody but you.
And who believes that my wildest dreams and my craziest schemes will come true?
You, baby, no one but you. Baby, nobody but you.
A little ray of sunshine, a little bit of soul, and just a touch of magic. You got the greatest thing since rock and roll.
You, baby, no one but you. Baby, nobody but you.
From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Lindy has wings to fly above the clouds. Above the Wendy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy, who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy, who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment.
Go Association Wendy. It's 8:17 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dust off your favorite record and settle into a cozy armchair as you're transported into an imaginary 1928 musical, The Drowsy Chaperone. It's a trip down memory lane with one obsessed fan's memories of golden age musicals. His apartment transforms into an extravagant wedding packed with mistaken identities, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers along the way to the altar. It's a toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater. And guess what? It's playing now at the Racine Theater Guild through July 27th. Now, we have tickets for you to go. Would you like to go? I got a pair of tickets for the Friday, July 25th, 7 p.m. performance of The Drowsy Chaperone. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days and you want to go, give me a call right now. From all the phone calls, I'm going to plop down one and give it away. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Give me a call. We'll give you a pair of tickets to go see The Drowsy Chaperone on Friday, July 25th, 7 p.m. at the Racine Theater Guild. 262-634-9756.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I Know What You Did Last Summer leads the way of new releases this coming weekend. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, you can bring the kids who might enjoy an updated take on one of your favorite thrillers from the mid-90s. The film will provide a nice bridge between Superman and the next big expected blockbuster release when Fantastic Four drops next week. I Know What You Did Last Summer is pulling in not so terrible for a teen thriller movie 50-ish on Rotten Tomatoes. There are already some good family films out there like How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, and you might want to take a look, as this week's new release on the family front is The Smurfs, and only drawing 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. A24's Eddington also hits theaters this weekend. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Pedro Pascal as a sheriff and mayor who face off in a small town in New Mexico. The film is nabbing a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes and might be worth a look based on cast alone. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
Yeah, the Flamingos. I only have eyes for you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How about this Father of the Year? He really is the Father of the Year, too. A family in New Jersey almost had a big trip to Disney World ruined. Their flight got canceled at the last second. They would have to wait 2 full days for another flight, but their dad, who couldn't go because of work, picked them up at the airport and said, "I'm driving you there." He drove 17 straight hours to get them to Orlando. Then he napped, turned right around, and drove back. Only missed 1 day of work. Now, I would like to think my father would do that. I don't think he would have done that, though. But you never know.
Lying gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Listen, can you not hear our young hearts beating? I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning. And I hear it come. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? I hear it come. Feel it. I think it's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face. And once again I feel your fire. Here it comes. It's love, and I think it's love.
Kenny Rogers. is Something's Burning. He's also there with his group, The First Edition. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJ. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Wilbur Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders. Then Mark Eichner, conductor for the Racine Concert Band. Then Mike Clemens, who's going to give us a rundown on sports all straight ahead. But first, it's 8:30. Let's check our morning news once again with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine County jumped 15% in June year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County saw a slight dip. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says buyers everywhere continue to see a competitive market and low inventory. Racine County's second quarter sales are up 5% over last year, with median prices rising to around $298,000. In Kenosha, sales for the quarter fell by 6%, even as home values climbed to nearly $292,000 as an average. The realtors say new construction is lagging in both counties, making it tough for prospective buyers to find affordable options. An international organization with deep ties to Racine wants a new state license plate. A plate honoring Rotary International is under consideration by the Wisconsin DMV, with public comment open through August 16th. The service group founded by Racine native Paul P. Harris says they would direct proceeds from the license plate towards global initiatives in peace, health, and education. It would cost an extra $25 in an annual donation to get the plate and to help the organization. SC Johnson will keep some jobs in Chicago, but those making the move to Mount Pleasant will do so over the next year. SC Johnson is bringing about 170 positions back to Racine County. The company says the move is due to a new business structure dividing North American and international brands. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I always vote, though. That is the only civic thing I do in my life, vote. Yes, not even really because I care so much about who wins. I just like to see how old the ladies are working at the polls. It is astonishing. And people are always like, can you believe how our elections get so screwed up? Yeah. Have you seen the ladies in charge? I mean, God love them, but they are ancient. Here's your ballot, honey. I voted for Taft. What? Excuse me? Well, I'm with the Whig Party. We're trying to make a comeback, the stuff. I don't even know why we're allowed to vote on it. Judges, why are we allowed to vote on that? No one has any real information about it. At the last time I voted in Los Angeles, there were three pages of judges. And I thought, you know, I don't know. The only judge I know a lot about is Judy, and she is not listed. But what's sad is I didn't leave it blank. I just stood there and randomly hired and fired people for no good reason. I'm like, well, the women are staying. I could tell you that. There's a nice Irish name, one of my people.
Let's say good morning to Wilbur Kennedy, head coach from the Racine Raiders. And they won't be playing this weekend. They were supposed to be playing in the playoffs, but they won the game 21-0. And they didn't even show up. So what's the story? How does that work out? What happened this coming weekend? You win a game 21-0, and you weren't even there.
No. So what happened was this is supposed to be the first round playoff game today. Tomorrow, and we were the fourth seed in a tournament. The fifth seed team. The Indiana Bison, they pulled out of the tournament. So that gave us a bye this week. So we're going to go back next weekend and we'll play the Motor City Rams that we just lost to.
Okay, so that's next weekend. This weekend, but you have something going on this weekend anyway, right?
Right. This weekend, we have a youth football camp that the Raiders put on every year. at Horlick Field. So hopefully we can win this one.
Maybe. You never know. The lady who did my blood draw yesterday at the hospital, her husband plays for the Racine Raiders. I don't know her name, but she had WRJN on. They were getting my blood drawn. And she said, yeah, I like to listen to the Raiders games. My husband plays for the Raiders. Don't know who she is.
I wonder who that is. I'm going to have to ask and find out.
Yeah, she does she's a phlebotomist. I know it sounds very, you know, vampire-ish, but they just draw blood. That's all they do. But yeah, she said her husband plays. So yeah, I didn't get her name. Yeah. Okay, so just quick review. No game tomorrow. You get a win. They give you a 21-0 win, right, when there's a forfeit?
Is that I don't know what they give you for points, but it's in the playoffs, it doesn't matter. So Saturday was supposed to be the first round of the playoffs.
And they didn't show up. Yeah, they didn't want to come, right?
They knew what was going to happen to them, so they dropped out.
They knew they were in trouble. They're not going to come here to get beat. All right, so no game this Saturday, but next Saturday you're on the road in Michigan, and you'll play another playoff game there, right?
Yes. This will be the actual second round game.
Okay.
Will be next week against the Motor City Rams again.
Okay.
We lost our last season, our last regular season game, too. That's what we lost to.
So now it's a game of vengeance. We're playing for pride. That's what they always say. You know, we're playing for pride. It's vengeance. We have to show them who's boss. We had an off day. Now they're going to find out who we really are. Something like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because we lost 24-30, and
yeah,
we didn't score one offensive touchdown, and we still could have won that football game. So
they're going to find out who they're messing with.
Oh yeah, they're going to find out this next week. Yeah, it's on. Okay. I usually don't talk too much smack, but the game highly irritated me the way it played out. We're winning next Saturday.
All right, Coach Wilbur Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders. We'll talk to you next Friday morning and see if you're really talking smack again, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, bye-bye, Coach. It's 8:38, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
That's Brenton Wood.
good. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Give me a little sign. I think that was his only hit song, by the way. It's 840, looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. Partly cloudy right now and 64 degrees here at Radio Park. It's going to be a gorgeous Sunday. Here's the forecast. Partly sunny, highs 76. It's going to be beautiful. And, of course, Sunday night, it's the Racine Concert Band at Festival Park. And outside this week, the first week at Festival Park, they were under the beer tent, in the beer tent. Last week, inside Festival Hall. This week, they're on the, and we don't know what to call it, the patio, the veranda. I forget what that, it's the big, big cement thing. Mark Eichner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band, is with me. We have to find out what we call that. I don't know what you call that thing.
Right, we'll get the official name, but I've been calling it the concrete pad near the concession stand.
All right, there you go. That describes it. And you bring your chairs this Sunday and just enjoy the beautiful weather, right, with the lake as the background and on the grass. And it's going to be just a great Sunday night for the concert. And what do you have planned for us? Anything special?
For sure. Jeannie Hatfield, former Miss Wisconsin, is going to be singing with the band. And she's got four jazzy tunes to play, favorites from Harold Arlen and Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein, Cheek to Cheek, and All the Things You Are, a Latin-flavored tune, No Moon at All, and I've Got You Under My Skin by Cole Porter. And we also have a clarinet soloist, Jacob Wolf, who's from this area, from Kenosha, and he's just recently completed a master's program at Indiana University, and he's going to be the clarinet soloist on a David Bennett piece, Clarinet Royale. It's very flashy. We rehearsed last night, and he sounded terrific.
You mentioned I've Got You Under My Skin. My boss tells me that all the time. He says, you're getting under my skin. I said, is that good or bad?
this time, it's in a good way.
You know, I don't know how you plan these Sundays. I don't know how long it takes. I have no idea. All I know is for an hour and 15 minutes, it's just wonderful. Last week, a lot of Broadway show tunes. Melissa Cardiman was singing last Sunday night. It was just wonderful. The crowd loves this, and I love it, too. I get away from everything on a Sunday night, just hear live music. And here's the best part. There's no charge. It's absolutely free to come to Festival Park and hear the band. It's also free parking in the, if you park by Festival Hall there, it's free. I think there's a garage that has a nominal charge. But find parking. There's plenty of parking. And Salmonorama is wrapping up on Sunday afternoon, so they'll be gone. And then it's just the Racine Concert Band on the lawn, on the veranda, on the patio. I want to say like in the Beverly Hillbillies, the cement pond. Remember, on the cement sidewalk, they'll be playing there. And you don't have to worry about rain. It's going to be gorgeous. So this is really good. And the guest artist again is former Miss Wisconsin.
Jeannie Hatfield.
And I got to mention her. We have another Miss Wisconsin now. That from our area, just crowned Miss Wisconsin recently, just from the Racine area, works at the Racine Library. So that's kind of neat.
I just met her myself a few days ago.
Yeah, so that's two. Whoa, they got a sisterhood going on there now. Okay, right. Now one last thing I want to ask you. Are you a fan of the TV show Seinfeld at all?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about when I say the maestro then, right? Remember the maestro, Bob Cobb? There's an episode where this guy only wants to be called the maestro. And he says he doesn't understand why you can't call him the maestro. Leonard Bernstein is called the maestro. Why can't you call me the maestro? And they said, well, I'm sure his friends call him Lenny. But no, he's called the maestro. And I always wondered, do you want me to call you the maestro or is Mark okay?
Mark is just fine.
And one time he's necking with Elaine and she says, oh, Bob. And he looks at her. He said, wait a sec. We have to have a discussion here. I'm the maestro. And every time I see that, I think of you. Should I call him the maestro? What should I call him? All right. Mark Eichner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band. The band's going to be in full glory coming up this Sunday night at Festival Park outside on the concrete stage. I think that's the best way to describe it. Bring your lawn chairs. There's concessions there. So if you come a little hungry, don't worry. You can get some concessions. The band gets a cut of the concessions, too, which is really nice. And there'll be
one more thing about the parking, if
yeah.
I might add.
Yeah.
Is that in addition to the festival hall lots, all of the street parking
yes.
in that area is free. So there's no enforcement of the metered parking on the streets.
Yeah. And you can go in a special way in the back if you park
you know, on the street, there's a way to get into Festival Park without going through the regular front gate, too. All right, looking forward to it, my friend. I will see you Sunday night at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, all concerts this year are at 7 o'clock. There's no changing of times and anything. And bring your smarts, too, because there's a quiz question for an American flag, which leads up to the big giveaway on finale night where they're giving away food and prizes and everything else. So that should be a lot of fun. Okay, Mark, I'll see you Sunday night.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Mark Eichner, who is the conductor of the Racine Concert Band, can't wait. 7 o'clock, Festival Park. Should be a lot of fun. 8:45, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Fortunes, here comes that rainy day feeling. Oh, please, I want a rain. Want to enjoy this nice weekend. 8:48, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Mike Clemens coming up in a moment. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Beat the heat with Just Brew It. Powering through the workday, cruising to the beach. Just Brew It in Union Grove has all the bold cold brews and signature summer sips to keep you ready for anything. Plus, catch the crew at the Racine County Fair July 23rd through the 27th. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Mike Clemens joining me now, and you've got a brand new buddy, Pat Murphy, Brewers manager. You guys are like real close buds now, right?
Well, you know, you go to the ball game, it's the way he is. So, yeah, good morning. Listen, the Brewers are back in action tonight on WRJN, and it's 9:10 is the first pitch. So what, the pregame starts a half hour before that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, the Brewers coming into the second half of the season after the All-Star break, having won 7 in a row. And but they, you know, they face the Dodgers, who they swept last week, and Dodgers are going to be looking for some revenge. And I just want to take this time today to give listeners a chance to really understand the personality of the Brewers manager and Pat Murphy. You know, he's 66 years old, and you know, he doesn't care what anybody thinks at this point, right? He was the National League Manager of the Year because he took all those rookies and was able to win the division, and now he's got him, you know, just one game behind the first place Cubs. And so if I could get you to come to a game, you know, he would come in the room with us, and even before a game, we'll go into his office, not the dugout, where most managers do their media before a game. He'll take us into the office, and he'd say, "I'm sorry, who are you?" And then you'd have to introduce yourself and maybe make a joke about your shoes or something like that. But he's got his own little initiation. And so, like the other day in the media room after the game, he started calling out all the first-time reporters or interns in their first press conference covering the Brewers.
Any interns up there?
Seeler knocked in the first two RBIs of his career. What can you kind of say about his approach and limited appearances?
Yeah, I mean, he's looked like he's got a really good offensive approach, strike ball. It's a great question, intern. Great job. It's your first question you've asked. How long have you been with us?
Feels like a lifetime.
How long has it been, intern?
I think this is my fifth game.
Fifth game? Your first decent question, really. Not a great question, but, you know, we're going to give you credit. I'm excited for him. Big hit today. Big, big hit today. He's been in the cooler. Hasn't played very much at all for us. And what is your name?
Cam from up in Green Bay.
Huh?
Cam from up in Green Bay.
And you were sitting here the other day?
I was not, no.
So are you new?
This season.
First time here?
This season, yeah.
Well, Cam, you introduce yourself.
Well, no, yeah. I'm Cam, nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Cam?
Originally from California.
Where?
San Diego.
It's a big city, big state.
San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
La Jolla.
Oh, sorry about it.
Sounds intimidating.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've been doing this a while, you've never been treated this way by a major league manager or a head coach of the Packers or something like that. It's just like you know what you're saying on your breath. What kind of a jerk is this guy? But then you find out that this is the way Pat rolls. I mean, he's the guy who, you know, the Brewers had brought in a veteran pitcher, and he sent him a letter. Welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers. We wear a coat and tie when we travel, and breakfast is served at 8 a.m. And, you know, like the kinds of things that you would, you know, tell a rookie that you're bringing up. Or last year, or it was this May, Logan Henderson was a 23-year-old pitcher they'd brought up. They were playing the Pirates at PNC Park, and Logan was about a minute late getting out to the mound. So, you know, Pat and his teammates put this letter on there on his chair the next day. And when Logan walked in, this kid just brought up from the minors. They make, you know, like $35,000 a year. It says it was a letter from the commissioner. It's our understanding you didn't get to the mound and that the game didn't get started until 6:42, 2 minutes after the actual start time. We're going to have to fine you $5,000. It's just a prank note, right? But this kind of stuff is going on all the time. And then the other day when we're sitting in his office, and this is kind of grainy, but someone was talking about movies that they'd seen or whatever. And do you remember the movie 61 that was the Roger Maris story?
Right, Roger Maris story, yeah.
Yeah, it was produced by Billy Crystal, the comedian, who's a huge baseball fan, grew up in New York watching Yankee games at the Bronx. Roger Maris is the guy who was under all that pressure while he was about to break Babe Ruth's single-season home run record, 61. And so Murph said, hey, you know what? And he's not a name-dropper guy. He's like, I can't believe this guy's talking to me. He says, Billy Crystal came into our dugout one time. We just, like, finished a game in Arizona, and someone said, Billy Crystal wants to see you after the game. He's heard about you. So Billy comes down. They talk a little baseball, and then Billy says, hey, Murph, listen, it's been great to meet you. I'm doing this show. It's called 700 Nights, and you see, my dad died when I was 15. And so I figured out, I wrote this play, and I'm going to take it to Broadway eventually, but it's about the lessons I learned on the 700 Sunday nights I spent with my dad before he passed away. Would you come to the show? And Murph says, oh, yeah, sure, great. Well, then Billy leaves, and then, you know, a couple hours later, it's like, you know, they got to pack, they got to go to the next city and everything. And so they didn't go, and he said, now we're in Los Angeles, like a month or two later. And someone says, Billy Crystal's here. He wants to see you. I'm like, well, what is it with this guy? So he comes down. Hey, how you doing? And he said, this is what Billy Crystal said to him in the Dodger dugout.
You haven't come to a show. I've done three shows. You haven't been there. I'm giving you these tickets right here. You're coming to my show today. I know your scrimmage will get over, or whatever, game, whatever. It's a 5 o'clock showing. I'm going to Australia tonight. I want you at the show. And he was, like, pretty adamant about it. I was blown away. So my daughter was there, and I took my daughter. We sat in like the third row, and it was, if you ever get a chance to see it, it's called 500 Sundays. Yeah. It's about him and his dad, and a lot, it's emotional, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think he
did it. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I saw the show. It blew me away. And then right at the end, they had these guys come and get me. He goes, hey, Billy wants to see you in the green room. I'm like, no, he wants to see you. So me and my daughter go back. I'm figuring there's going to be, 50 to 75 people there, right, waiting for him. It's just like this, smaller than this room. Myself, my daughter, Billy comes walking in, flips me a water, flips her a water, opens his water. What'd you think? I was like, blown away. I'm like, you must have done that instead of therapy. He goes, exactly. He goes, that's therapeutic for me. He goes, that basketball coach that I told you how great he was in the beginning, he said 260 shows later, I don't like the son of a bitch.
Good thing you got the bleeps in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just how passionate this guy is and this great storyteller that he is. And, you know, now that Euchre's gone, there's sort of this natural void. I mean, he's really missed in the press box, on the broadcast, and around the clubhouse and stuff. But, you know, Murphy, just being the guy that he is sort of filled that void. And so about a week or so later, I went to him and I said, you know, Murph, I'm from the Milwaukee area, and I would cover Summerfest every night back in the day for me, as working in radio. And I said one night, Billy Crystal was there, and he'd done soap, but then as the career kind of fell off there. He did some talk shows, but it wasn't really that big. So then he did the comedy stage at Summerfest, and he did two shows, and he killed. It was really funny. And at the end of the second one, he said, Milwaukee, you've been great. Listen, turn on NBC in the fall, September 23rd. I'm on the new Saturday Night Live. Join us then. He dropped the mic. And that's when Saturday Night Live almost went off the air. And so in the fall of 85, Billy Crystal did SNL for 1 year. He did one bit with Euchre when Euchre was the guest host. And after that, Hollywood came calling, and he did City Slickers. He did Harry Met Sally. And that's what really launched his career. And Murph says, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. And he said, the other thing is this. He says, I found out that our owner, Mark Antanasio, is neighbors with Billy Crystal out in Malibu. That's why he got tickets into the Brewers' dugout.
And that puts you only 1 degree away from Billy Crystal, because Pat Murphy, and he knows
there
Billy
you go.
Crystal. So you're 1 degree away from
That's
Billy
the way
Crystal.
It works.
Hey, man, I'm glad you brought that up this morning. That was very good. Thanks for a great Friday morning. That's great.
You bet. Talk to you next Friday from Packers training camp, which gets underway next week up in Green Bay.
All right, Mike Clemens. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye now. Mike Clemens doing sports for us. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday morning once again. Keep it here.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.